Hey everybody, and welcome to a special series of podcasts that I have called Breakfast in the Blitz. These podcasts are designed to encourage you in your faith and in your walk. We're living quite suddenly in a world of virus, lockdown and isolation. But the good news is this, God is on the throne, and despite all that is going on, you can enjoy Breakfast in the Blitz. Be blessed. Hello everybody, and welcome back to episode 3 of our series Breakfast in the Blitz. I want to take you straight to the book of Acts and chapter 16, where we read about the story of Paul and Silas in prison. You're probably familiar with this story. You know, it's the story where they find themselves banged up in prison for preaching about Jesus Christ. And at midnight, they do something absolutely incredible. They start singing and praising, even though they are not in a great condition in prison. How and why could Paul and Silas praise and pray in the middle of their situation, in the middle of their personal blitz? In fact, they had a feast of praise and worship. They were able to enjoy the presence of God. How and why? Well, let's turn to Acts 16, verse 16 through to 30. And once again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. One day, as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved." This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And instantly the demon left her. Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered, so they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. "The whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews," they shouted to the city officials. "They are teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice." A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. They were severely beaten, and then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. So the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, "Stop, don't kill yourself, we are all here." The jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" I tell you what, this is such an incredible account of what happened. And once again, we get to see the power of praise and worship in action. Just like we saw in episode 2 when the Israelites were going through that valley to fight, and they started praising and they started worshiping, and then in an instant, in a moment, God did something. And God caused a miracle to happen. And now we are in Acts chapter 16. And Paul and Silas, they're not walking through a valley, but they are in a prison. They are in the inner dungeon. It's dark, it's dingy, it's cold. And yet, they find themselves at midnight praising and worshipping. And the Bible says, suddenly God broke in. Suddenly something happened. And the story is pretty incredible. So let's just backtrack a second. The situation is this. Paul and Silas are on a missionary journey together. One day they are going to pray and come across a demon-possessed slave girl, a fortune teller who earns a lot of money for her masters. The girl shouts out, "These men have come to tell you how to be saved." What this girl is actually speaking out is truth, I suppose, but in a way that seeks to discredit Paul and Silas. And after days of this happening and seeing the purposes of Satan, Paul gets fed up and commands the demon to leave her in Jesus' name. And it does. The slave master's not happy. Why? They have now lost their moneymaker. The girl cannot tell the future anymore. They've lost their source of economy. And so Paul and Silas are grabbed and they're dragged before the authorities. They're accused of going against Roman custom. A mob forms against them. They are stripped. They are severely beaten with wooden rods. They are then thrown into prison, but not only that, they are thrown into the inner prison. And the Bible says, and their feet are clamped in stocks. Now let me just tell you something. Roman stocks, they were not only made to keep one from escaping, but they were made with holes wide enough apart so as to stretch the legs and bruise the feet so as to cause great pain and injury. This wasn't nice. Paul and Silas were beaten up, they were injured, they were in pain. Whoever said the Christian walk was easy? Very often your day can be going well, but then you step out in faith, you do something out of the ordinary, you witness to someone about the Lord, you stand up for your beliefs, you go against the status quo, you pray with someone for healing. And I tell you what, the devil does not like this. The devil hates you as a Christian. He hates you spreading the message, propagating the message of Jesus. And then you find your world starts to crumble. You get accused. You feel humiliated and severely beaten up. Your world starts to collapse. The bombings start. It feels like the Blitz. Can anything get any worse? Yes, it can. The devil tries to lock you up so you can't escape. He traps you in an inner prison with no light. He casts shadows all around you. He creates that atmosphere of doubt, no hope, and fear. He disables your feet to stop you walking in the light and spreading the message of life. That is what the enemy tries to do. And all of a sudden, there is a battle of the body, literal physical pain and illness. There's a battle of the mind, doubts, fears, questions. There's a battle for your soul. You question your faith. You question God. At the time of speaking, we are in the middle of this coronavirus, which is just sweeping the world, and Britain is in lockdown. I wonder how we're feeling right now in the middle of this virus. Undoubtedly, some people are being affected by it physically. For others, there's anxiety. For others, their mental wellness is not so great. For others, there is just this horrid kind of isolated atmosphere. And the enemy, the devil, he is laughing. He thinks to himself, I've closed down the church. I've stopped the church from operating. How wrong he is. How wrong he is. You see, the devil, we need to know something about the devil. He's a schemer. He's a strategist. And I tell you what, it's good to know the strategy of the enemy. He wants to humiliate you and strip you of everything you have. He wants to put your feet in stocks. But I want to remind you of this today. In Isaiah 52 verse 7, it says this: how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news that our God reigns. You have got beautiful feet, and those feet are to bring good news. And even in the middle of this virus that's going on, we can be people who propagate, who share, who spread the good news of Jesus Christ through thought, through word, through deed, through action. It's so important. The enemy wants to put your hands in shackles to stop you clapping and praising God and lifting holy hands and reaching out to the lost and reaching out to the poor and the needy. But can I tell you what? Right now, every Sunday, in front of their TV screens, people right across our churches all over the Bay and all over the nation and all over the world are staring at their screens with their families, with their loved ones, with their friends, and they are raising hands to heaven in worship. The enemy cannot stop your worship. The enemy wants to put you in darkness so that you cannot see with your eyes. He wants you to lose your vision and ultimately your hope. The other thing he wants to do is he wants to put you in an inner prison so you cannot hear with ears the cries of the lost. He locks you away so people cannot hear the passionate words of praise that come out of your mouth. The devil knows, you see, that God's word in my mouth is powerful. We might be in lockdown right now, but we can still read, we can still declare, we can still share the word of God, we can still share the good news. The enemy cannot lock us down forever. He cannot silence our voices because we have and we hold a greater power. The fact is, our bodies might be in pain. Our human selves want to disappear. Sometimes we want to blame God. We want to lose the will to live. But as a spirit-filled Christian, there is one thing that the devil cannot destroy, and that is your unshakable faith. Your body may be hurting, but your spirit man can be singing. At the time of this podcast, the whole country is shut down, just like Paul and Silas, who were in lockdown. The church is in lockdown, but at the same time, the church is not closed. I would suggest the church is thriving all over this country, all over the world. Churches are suddenly adapting to the use of social media, the internet, and other mediums of communicating the good news of Jesus Christ. Churches everywhere are showing that we can worship, we can magnify the King. The enemy tries to steal, kill, destroy, shut up, but he can do none of that. The church is thriving. Attendance is growing and God is moving throughout this country. The church, instead of shrinking back, is stepping up to the challenge of food banks, baby banks, and I tell you what, the church is needed more than ever. And it was at midnight, the deepest, darkest, loneliest time of the night, when Paul and Silas' personal blitz should have been at its highest, and they erupt into praise and prayer. We're going to find out more about this in episode 4.